Good morning. It's Monday, May 11th.
And the week ahead is where the action is today.
Yeah? Give me the headline.
Forward curve for May just slipped another 2 points overnight. We're now nearly 17 points behind where we should be on the booking pace for this month.
17 points behind the curve. That's a big gap this late into the month.
Right. And yesterday we were at minus 15, so it's drifting the wrong direction heading into the week. The underperformers are Bloemfontein to Joburg, down 30 points, Cape Town to George, down 28, and George to Lanseria down 25.
Any bright spots?
Joburg to Mauritius is 10 points ahead. Zanzibar 2, about 9 points ahead. Those leisure routes are booking up nicely for winter.
Okay, so domestic pace is soft, regional leisure is fine. What about June?
June is 7.5 points behind, which is actually normal for this early in the booking cycle. Nothing alarming there yet. Zanzibar for June is already 55 points ahead, which is bonkers.
Got it. So the May curve is the one to watch this week. Now, I saw Cape Town to Port Elizabeth pop up again.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Capacity on CPT, PLZ is up a third year on year. We put nearly 6,000 more seats into that market. Load factor dropped almost 10 points and yield softened about 6%.
But Airlink also added seats, right?
They did. About 2,000 seats. The total market nearly doubled, up 49%. So it's not like demand disappeared. We just grew faster than the market and gave up a little over 3 points of share.
So this is a capacity discipline question, not a demand question.
Exactly. The market's growing. We just over-indexed on the capacity side and the yield took a hit. Classic seasonal route where you have to be careful how much you pour in.
Noted. What's the cost side doing?
Not great. Rand weakened 12% month on month, sitting at 1644. Since most of our cost base is dollar denominated, that's a real headwind. Fuel crack spread is still above $62, though the underlying oil price dipped about 8% week on week.
So oil's coming down, but the crack isn't, and the rand's going the wrong way.
That about sums it up. The fuel bill isn't getting the relief you'd expect from the oil move.
What's the MTD picture through yesterday?
10 days in, revenue per flight is up about 15.5% year on year, but it's entirely yield-led. Yield's up over 31%. Passenger count is down 15%. Load factor at 80.7, which is 12 points behind last year. So fewer people, paying a lot more. Revenue still up 11% overall.
And ops?
Solid. On time performance at 95.3%, above target. Technical dispatch reliability at 99, also above target. NPS at 72, just above the 70 threshold. No red flags there.
Good. All right, so two questions Elmar should raise today.
First one, the May forward curve is drifting. 17 points behind with 3 weeks left. Does commercial need a targeted stimulation push on those underperforming domestic routes, or do we hold yield and accept the volume gap?
Right. And second, on CPT, PLZ specifically, with capacity up a third and yield down 6%, is the current frequency the right call for winter, or do we pull back a rotation and let Airlink take the marginal share?
Actually, before we wrap, there's one route that makes CPT, PLZ look modest. Cape Town to Kruger CPT, MQP, we more than doubled capacity up over 130% year on year. Load factor fell almost 20 points and yield dropped nearly 6%. It's the single biggest LF collapse in the network right now. And nobody's talking about it because it's buried in the raw route data, not the curated lists.
So if Elmer is asking about capacity discipline on CPT, PLZ, he should also be asking whether CPT, MQP needs a frequency cut before winter. Have a good one.